I am General Grant, and you're listening to Charge! I believe it's time for station identification. You're listening to student-owned and operated KCSCRadio.com. KCSC Radio is broadcasting live from the BMU at Chico State, Chico, California. KCSC is funded by the Associated Students Activity Fee, KCSCRadio.com. Anyway, I think it's about time that I tell you that I'm only going to be playing three songs on the show. But I'll be here the entire time because those three songs are long as hell. Anyway, I believe I should introduce our first song. The first song that I'm going to be playing is the longest song that I ever listened to when I was in eighth grade. Yes, that song is in fact The Mystic Prophecy of the Demon Knight by Rhapsody of Fire. Here we go. Enjoy. Can you feel the folk?
Finally revealed itself to me. The solution lay in Necron's name. In the Necronos alphabet, certain numbers corresponding to the letters of his name aligned in accordance with black geometry, enabling us to walk on invisible steps across the silent abyss, reaching the other side of the cave. Unknown horrors awaited us behind those two dark portals.
By all the gods of my Nordic lands, we are at the gates of death.
Severed limbs of humans and elves.
Under the orders of my father, Bangor.
I can feel suffering.
in every rock.
Listen to the silence.
That must be the Great Hall.
The unholy place where the Black Order was born.
It's time for our PSA, so, okay, so meanwhile, The Lost on Main, it's lit. November 5th and every other Thursday, 9 p.m. free until 11, power hour 11 to 12, $1 drinks, come, go, get $1 drinks, I think. Yeah, I think it's actually tonight, so go check it out.
I've heard my father describe it many times.
Let us take it and leave this godforsaken place.
The legendary evil book is now in our hands. Let us make haste. This was too easy.
What are these noises?
It has awakened some nameless horror.
Let us leave here now.
There. Coming up from the ground.
Away.
Come on.
Get away from here.
Back. Let's move. Back. Come on, away. This way. This
thank you. with the hordes of the living dead fast upon them. Once again, they found themselves trapped in front of the abyss. But with no time to think about black geometry, they leapt into the red river. For any death would have been better than the one waiting for them, created by the hungry creatures of darkness.
Love that seamless transition. That was the Mystic Prophecy of the Demon Knight. Now listen to Ed Guy's The Piper Never Dies.
Countries have a big hurdle to cross to get into the United States market, so it's not a good situation with drugs. And that's not, drugs, of course, are not the only or even the best way to achieve health, and that should be our goal. Medications you take, the sicker you get. So there's a downward spiral once you get into relying on prescription drugs. On the other hand, I'm one who needed some very serious drugs. Becoming more politically active on this one issue that we've called Prescription Drug Affordability Act of 2015. So let me tell you some things about it, because it's really important to understand. The pharmaceutical company, the Republicans and about half the Democrats to pass the Medicare Plan D plan.
Mm-hmm.
It did provide some measure of a discount, if you wish. It was a subsidization from the government to the pharmaceutical companies to provide some relief on the cost of drugs, but it had a really severe donut hole in it, which the donut hole, for those who don't know, is when you reach a certain level, somewhere just south of $3,000, the government stops giving you a discount.
That this bill addresses?
Yes. The other thing is that it addresses is still about Part D, is that the...
Think that any of those massive numbers of pharmaceutical industry lobbyists were speaking with Congress people at the time that bill was being put together? Do you think they had a voice?
One can only presume that they didn't stop getting active just in the last 8 years. I presume they've been busy for 30 years or so.
And I think they had a lot to do with the Affordable Care Act, the way that was shaped as well.
Unfortunately, we don't have the same voice. Even you, a physician, and me as a private citizen consumer, seem to not have any real voice in this system. We may or may not ever get to talk to our congressional representative, but I know... And speech is power. So we know that the Plan D part needs to be rectified. So according to a 2013 report by the Center for Economic and Policy Research, the government would save $541 billion over 10 years. $541 billion is not small change. Just by negotiating prices similar to those paid in other major industrialized countries. Another aspect of the bill, and this ties into a personal experience of Senator Sanders, is the prescription drug importation issue with getting drugs from Canada primarily. Now, as we know, some... Made sure due to the recommendations of another friend of ours... Columbia Pharmacy School. So we felt that was a confident decision to make, but many people have gotten scammed with fraudulent drugs that don't even contain what they claim to contain, or smaller amounts. And the bill that's recommended by Sanders and Representative Cummings would allow individuals, pharmacists, and wholesalers to import prescription drugs from licensed Canadian pharmacies. And this bill instructs the Health and Human Services Secretary to issue regulations that are already required under the current law to do so by January 1st. The bill also directs the U.S. Trade Representative to reject provisions in the negotiation of any trade agreement that would raise...
And it's about time for...
What kind of trade agreements are we looking at in the near future? Well, I would suggest a subject for another show might be the effects of the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, negotiation that we'll be discussing soon, hopefully a lot, in the media coming up in the next 4 months or so as it gets considered by Congress.
Tycho, Naco, and the Medicine for the People. It's going to be a 10th anniversary festival. Gem Jam.
It doesn't restrict. It extends the ability of pharmaceutical companies to keep making...
It's in Tucson, Arizona. 1102 West Grant. Thank you.
To existing medication without even proving any improved effect. And it just sets the clock again on the patent.
Biscayne Bay, where the Cuban gentlemen sleep all day. I went searching for the song you used to sing.
Butte County Public Health Department, and he'll give us a health update. And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And today what we're talking about... He's going to give us some more detailed look at what that bill means for our relief relating to this pharmaceutical industry stranglehold on us, and then also talk a bit about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership.
The Cummings bill, which is the exact same language, is H.R. 3513. Again, H.R. 3513. So what you can do with this information, if you're already prepared to write your representation in Congress, go ahead and contact either of our two senators, Senator Boxer or Senator Feinstein, or you can contact Representative LaMalfa and ask him to support H.R. 3513. So now I'm going to go ahead and cover a couple more major points of this new legislation and leave time for a little discussion about the TPP, because that's going to really be affected. If it gets passed, it would really affect our health in not the good way. So basically, the other issues that are really, really important... alternative to market. So that's like Ford saying, well, Kia, don't bring your Kias into the United States for another 5 years. We'll pay you the money you would make as profit just so that we can have a virtual monopoly on the sales of Ford or whatever. So that's how the drug industry is working. And
for profit. And I remember when Lipitor, cholesterol medicine,
are in fact taxpayers, at least $3.5 billion in higher drug costs every year. And in that same year, the FTC found that there were 40 potential pay-for-delay deals involving 31 branded products with combined U.S. sales of $8.3 billion.
So the Prescription Drug Affordability Act of 2015 would in
it would make those illegal.
Illegal to manipulate the mark, the what do we call that?
The so-called free market
competition. Yes. Yeah, it would.
It's free for right now. The law is it allows big companies to eat small companies.
Yeah.
Taking their products. So another issue that's helped when this bill passes is that right now Medicare beneficiary. So the rebates that are actually being included in this bill would save $1.3 billion over 8 years, and what that money will go toward is closing the donut hole that is under the Affordable Care Act. The donut hole will be closed by 2020.
Oh, really?
But the $103 million that's being saved this way is going to be directed toward closing that
They don't buy them.
We've gotten through it, but we've had to go outside the country, which is technically illegal. So I'll admit that I'm a criminal.
Yeah.
My wife and I are criminals because we've gotten our medication that's incredibly expensive
here
from Canadian pharmacies instead of buying it from here because it would totally have driven
break
us into bankruptcy and homelessness.
Yeah.
So I would rather choose to be a minor criminal than to be homeless or on the street.
I still like you, Forrest.
What can I say?
You're my hero.
Any of the huge increases that they put forth.
Right.
I take one pharmaceutical medication every day because my thyroid doesn't work anymore thanks to radiation, which saved my life and killed my thyroid gland. So I take one medication. I'm very healthy with that. But my personal thyroid medication went up 400%. In a 6 month period of time, in two steps, because the one company that made it
since 19.
At the same time, they apparently were keeping another company out of business because now suddenly there's a competitor on the market now and they're selling it for far less.
KTSERadio.com. I'm General Grant, and you're listening to Church!
Our companies to justify their price increases and do so to the public. So, they're also going to be forced to prove how much of their costs are actually going to drug development, which they always claim, oh, we need these high prices to promote R&D, research and development. Well, we know for a fact, those of us who've been studying the healthcare industry for a long time know that most of that money goes into promotions and promoting products that people may or may not need.
Endless form.
It goes into advertising and profits for their executives, not their bottom line workers, but their executives within every public.
You know, the fact that you just make me think of a fact that 90% or 9 out of 10 pharmaceutical companies spend more.
It's that the American Medical Association has actually come out today and it was being widely reported that they don't think there should be any longer the right to advertise products on television and other publicly owned media airways.
The AMA has come out with that.
The AMA has done this.
Wow.
I know.
Good.
A few medical schools started the wave a few years ago. I remember when UCSF took a position against that about 3 or 4 years ago. But now it's reached a real crescendo of opposition to patients basically telling their doctor what prescription they needed. And it was always an expensive drug of dubious value.
Mm-hmm.
And the physicians, as you well know, are put in the position of having to say, well, no, I don't think you should have this.
Mm-hmm.
And the patient being upset and maybe going to a different doctor, maybe doctor shop for a doctor who will play ball with them.
Mm-hmm.
But these demands are being driven by the pharmaceutical companies, not by the ones who know best, which is the well-trained physicians and nurse practitioners that we have to work with.
Well, I hope Congress will listen to that AMA statement you just mentioned.
So let me give people another exhortation to take action on this bill. Again, Senator Sanders' version of the bill is S. Comments on the TPP effect, and I found it in researching on this week that there's quite a bit of, shall we say, harmonization of the Affordable Care Act's worst aspects with the TPPs as it's being presented now. The final text just got released 2 weeks ago, so it's really hard to find in-depth critique at this time of the actual full text, except the part that was revealed by WikiLeaks and The Intercept and The Guardian and a couple other papers.
Because it's a massive
bill. It's a massive bill on the order of the Affordable Care Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and a few other bills that we could name. So some of the aspects of the TPP would actually force, I think this is the worst thing I've read, the single worst thing I read is the already high U.S. prices throughout their 12 country region by not allowing them to lower their prices. They can actually be sued by U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturers if they try to is that there's a toxic gasoline additive that Canada outlawed. They were sued by the Ethyl Corporation, and it's only used to reduce knocking in an engine, but anyway, it contains manganese, which is a known neurotoxin for humans. It was also banned for use in gasoline by California and the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and yet they were sued and sued successfully by this manufacturing company. They were forced to pay $13 million to this corporation just because they passed a regulation to protect the public health. So it's our concern, I think, of activists who are starting out. NAFTA was pretty bad. Ross Perot's great line about the giant sucking sound of jobs going south has in fact happened, and not just Mexico but throughout the world. So it's just really necessary for us to be on the alert and look in the future, and hopefully we can discuss the more detailed aspects of the TPP in future programs.
I think that would be a good idea. We need to hear it. Well, Forrest Harlan, thank you so much for giving us this information on the The House bill is H.R. 3513. Hopefully will make voice to your senators and representative in your area.
And just look at the there will be information around town. The League of Women Voters is very interested in pursuing this issue as a public health issue. The Butte County Healthcare Coalition and our local chapter Physicians for National Health Program are going to be very active at promoting this issue. And hopefully we can put enough pressure throughout the country. Other groups like ours can hopefully be effective at persuading enough of our representatives to at least give the bill a good hearing and hopefully maybe even pass it, or at the very least make this a really important issue for the campaign of 2016.
Yeah.
And demand that anyone who wants our vote support such legislation.
Right on. Thank you, Forrest Harlan. Now, let's shift gears a little bit to the director, medical director of the Butte County Health Department, Dr. Mark Lundberg.
Hello, Dr. Logan, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Well, Dr. Logan, it's a pleasure to be on your show, and that was really interesting. think I might have told you before about a patient I heard who went to their doctor and received a new prescription. And the patient, as they should, asked their doctor, what were the side effects of this medicine that was still effective? And the doctor said that the medicine was effective, and there were no side effects, but the price of the medicine would cause severe headaches and stomach pains.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Logan,
a lot of that going around.
We're entering into the winter, and they're going to start having respiratory illnesses. And I hope, by the way, your listeners have gotten their flu shots, or some of your listeners should get a pneumonia shot. Mm-hmm. As we see this increase in respiratory illnesses, I want to remind your listeners that they need to be smart about the use of antibiotics. And I would imagine a lot of your listeners have got tuned into that really well, and they're using other methods. But there really has been a misuse of antibiotics in our medical community and by the public. How we use antibiotics. And I would remind your listeners, as we get into this season, don't feel like a doctor who doesn't prescribe an antibiotic has done you harm or done you something bad. If you go to a doctor and they evaluate you, and the doctor feels, or your clinician believes that you don't need an antibiotic, don't feel like you've been deprived of something, because
good
that
point.
Antibiotic, if it's not necessary, it'll do you harm and not good. And there's a lot of things for colds and viruses that can be done that do not require antibiotics. And I just remind people that most of the respiratory illnesses we get, colds, runny noses, many of the sore throats people get, do not need antibiotics.
They're virus caused.
They're viruses.
And we don't have medicines. We don't have antivirus pills.
That's right.
Medications.
Right now, we don't have that.
Not feel that you've been shortchanged when your healthcare provider says, no, you have a virus. We don't have an antibiotic for that. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. You know, I bet you have been in practice so long, you felt that tension sometimes.
Yes.
That's just really a demand.
Yes.
And an expectation, and that you've deprived them if you don't give them an antibiotic. But
yeah, and you know that discussion of to inform the patient about the viruses and that we don't have antibiotics for them and what to do to help yourself and those, that takes extra time. Unfortunately, it takes less time to write an antibiotic on a piece of paper, hand it to the patient, and go on to the next room.
That's exactly right.
And it's not right. Yeah, it's not the way that we should practice as physicians.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow,
well, that's my
thanks.
Idea for tonight.
This planet, sparkling with color.
A winter season, but there probably will be a cold or two they may receive, and it will survive.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lundberg. I hope we can hear your voice again in a month from now.
Sure, it's a pleasure to hear what you're talking about, and thanks for including me.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
And thanks, Forrest Harlan, for being with us today on our discussion about the pharmaceutical industry and things we can do about that. And thanks to Ray Lager, the engineer for this show. This show would not exist without him. And remember to listen the third Thursday of each month, 6 to 7, for The Doctor's Inn. The Doctor's Inn is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by one of Chico's newest restaurants, Rollo's West at 234 West 3rd Street. In the heart of the downtown Chico area. Rollo's West offers small and large plates, Maryland-style shrimp, blue crab cakes, a wine bar, charcuterie, and artisanal cheeses. Rollo's West is open from 5 to 9 p.m. till 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. For more information, visit them on Facebook or by calling 636-4468. And by the News and Review, providing Northern California with news, commentary, and entertainment. The Chico News and Review is available for free. 600 locations throughout Butte, Glynn, and Tehama counties. They can also be found online at newsreview.com.
To be filled,
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
I don't need no doctor, no. Or prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor.
I don't
need no doctor.
All in my baby's arms, I could take away these chills. All these chills.
ends this Sunday. Play it forward, fight music in Atomic Machine Tiennesta. Or at 1078 Gallery at 8 p.m. $7, all ages. Be there. I'm General Grant, and you're listening to Charge! And this is the weather. 53 degrees in Chico, California. And that's about it. Enjoy. If you've ever played Fallout 4, I'm like Travis, but with a weird European-esque accent. Actually, yeah. This is my impersonation of Travis from Fallout 4. Okay. Back to the music. Yeah. Oh, where's that? This is the filmmaker.
die, and that makes us the lucky ones. Most people are never going to die because they're never going to be born. The potential people who could have been here in my place, but who will in fact never see the light of day, outnumber the sand grains of Sahara. Certainly those unborn ghosts include greater poets than Keats, scientists greater than Newton. We know this because the set of possible people allowed by our DNA so massively exceeds the set of actual people. In the teeth of these stupefying odds, it is you and I, in our ordinariness, that are here. We privileged few who won the lottery of birth against all odds, how dare we whine at our inevitable return to that prior state from which the vast majority have never stirred. There is grandeur in this view of life, with its several powers having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one. And that, whilst this planet has gone cycling on according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been and are being evolved.
And that was The Greatest Show on Earth, by Nightwish, of course. Anyway, this is General Grant. You've been listening to Charge! And I'm signing off. Next off, we have... Lord Khan? Lord Khan. He will be invading the radio station. Ching, ching! I'm currently battling him, and... I don't know. How about you enjoy some music after this... little break, I guess. Enjoy your whale song. This is General Grant signing off. You would be right. They are, in fact, whale effects. Nightwish is crazy.
Lord Khan has won the battle and is now here playing in the radio station. Welcome to the Wrath of Khan!
Pancho Villa crossed the border in the year of '16. The people of Columbus still hear him riding through their dreams. He killed 17 civilians, you could hear the women scream. Blackjack Pershing on a dancing horse was waiting in the wings tonight.